It was a long day as I left the Project Homeless Connect event at the Civic Center. Over 450 homeless people had received help during the course of the day, and we all felt gratified that we had done something to help. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. As I walked to my car parked several blocks away from the event, I noticed a man leaning against a trash container, obviously looking disheveled. You could tell at a glance that he'd been on the street for a while, but I didn't recognize him from the event. As I walked and observed, I noticed several people crossing the street to avoid him. On the other side of the street, there appeared to be a lost dog, and many of the people that avoided the homeless man were gathering around the lost puppy. I thought of the parable of the Samaritan in Luke's Gospel. Both the priest and the Levite crossed the road to avoid the traveler that had been beaten and left for dead. As I walked toward the man, a young woman, neatly dressed, approached him and asked if he needed help. By then, I was near enough to ask if he had been to Project Homeless Connect. He said no. He was unaware that the event had happened just a couple of blocks away. Knowing that there was food left over from the day, the young woman, whose name was Debbie, and I walked him to the Civic Center, where we got him something to eat and introduced him to a shelter director who volunteered to help him find a place to sleep for the night. As I walked away, I turned to Debbie and said, "Thank you for caring." I could tell by the look in her eyes as she fought back tears that this was a loving, caring person. She was a modern-day version of the Good Samaritan. As I began my drive home, a report on the radio caught my attention. The newscaster said, "The pet business has become an $8 billion industry. Pet spas, pet parks, pet designer clothing, gourmet dog food have all become commonplace." $8 billion, I thought, and this man can't get a meal, shelter, or even be noticed by the people who walked by him to come to the aid of a lost dog. Now, not that I have anything against dogs and cats, but we're talking about a human being. Project Homeless Connect was canceled this year for lack of funding. And I know the pet industry has probably grown by another $1 billion. It's sad because now, while Fido is getting a massage at the doggy spa, the homeless have to rely on Samaritans like Debbie for their survival. This is Tony Agnese.